The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Andy Holding here taking a look at a 7-race programme at Fairy House this afternoon. Not a particularly vintage card, it has to be said. The highlight indeed comes in the shape of the handicap at 2.35, which is the very popular and valuable Dan Moore handicap chase, which is a Grade A contest. One or two other interesting little races on the card, but no real superstars this weekend for a change.
Race 1.
We begin with a fairly modest-looking mare's maiden hurdle, in which several can be fancied. Obviously, Mini Secret, having won well at Limerick over the Christmas period, is going to be a popular choice here for the Charles Byrne stable. Obviously, she's in great nick, and she's proven that she goes on soft ground. However, she was beaten quite readily early on in the season by Tara Dillon, who finished second to Glen's Harmony in quite a good little mare's race at Thurles. And on that particular form line, I would imagine that Thomas Mullins' Charles have got every chance of upholding the form over the main market rival. Indeed, the fourth horse out of that race at Thurles that day, Canale, now of course in the care of Harry Fry, went on to win a competitive handicap at Taunton this week, so that form line doesn't look too shabby. Unfortunately, brought down in a melee in a very good maiden hurdle at Leopardstown over the Christmas period. Hopefully she won't have a confidence dented too much. And this three-time winner on the flat, who loves soft ground, is sure to go well in the opening race.
Race 2.
To the 1:30 here, and perhaps one or two pointers here to the two big juvenile races at the Cheltenham Festival. More likely to be the Fred Winter one, would imagine, as Michuka takes on stable companion Veneer of Charm in what looks a little bit of a match from the Gordon Elliott stable. Of the two, Michuka definitely sets the highest standard, and I'd probably just stick with this gelding, having finished third behind the very useful Espoir d'Alain at Leopardstown in the Grade 2 over the Christmas period. Prior to that, he'd also chased home Gavin Cromwell's card over today's course and distance in a Grade 3. And he's won here as well in pretty decisive fashion. I actually think this horse, given his action and his physique, will be much better on spring ground. So he could well be a dangerous floater once assessed for the Fred Winter. His stab a companion, Veneer of Charm, did it well here the last day. But I'm just a little bit suspect to that form at Punchestown. Les Arco in second, proper heavy ground horse. But Azua Emery, who was third, beaten 11 lengths, got absolutely thrashed when 5-2 favourite in a handicap last week at Ney. So I'm not sure whether Veneer of Charm is probably up to the standard that Manuka's already set. And the market definitely suggests that anyway. So I'll stick with the top one here in the 1:30.
Race number 3.
On to the 205, and probably one of the better bets on the card runs here in the shape of Shanak from the Anthony Mullins stable. Now, this horse's form figures not exactly that massively pretty looking at it this morning, but to be fair, he's running some very good races, much better than these this season. That fourth behind Oscar Knight has been advertised by Diamond Mouchoir. Not a bad effort the time after beyond Red Devil Lads. And even though he was only 6-29 last time out, it wasn't the per attempts qualifier at Leopardstown, running a really searing gallop. They went a proper gallop that day, and the final circuit covered by the winner that day was actually quicker than Apple's Jade. So I've got a sneaky feeling that Shanak, who actually ran a back-to-front race for him, ran a good bit better than the form figures suggest. Basically, this whole horse needs to be held up for a late run. And he was in front coming out the back straight, so he was hardly likely to get home off the back of that sound price. But he's got a really good record here at Fairy House. He's a winner three times at the County Meath venue. And indeed, one of his better performances came this time last year when he beat Diamond Couchoir off a similar mark to today over this course and distance. So there's every chance, around about 5-6-1 this morning, that Anthony Mullins' charge will be right in the thick of the action there in the 205.
Race 4.
Right, Right, on to the big betting race of the day then, the 2.35, which is the Bar One Racing Dan Moore Memorial Handicap Chase, and a really competitive affair, as you one would imagine, for the money. William Mullins has got a very strong hand here, sending three to post. Acapella Bourgeois' favourite, probably on reputation more than anything else, because he doesn't really strike me as being a very quick horse, or quick enough horse anyway, to cope with a strong run 2 miles, because all his best form, he's definitely over a mile further. I mean, if he runs up to some of the standard anyway that he's been running against over 3 miles, then he'd obviously have a chance. But I thought he was readily outpaced by his stable companion, Polydam, unless my eyes were completely deceiving me in that Fox Rock handicap last time when we saw him at Navan. He looked very slow. So it was only the fact that he was 4-7 that day. He was obviously short price favourite to win the Troy Town, that he's almost favourite by default here. It's his reputation that's got him at the head of the market, rather than actually what he's done or even what he could do over 2 miles. So I'd have to pass him over quite readily. I do think Polydam will definitely beat him again, and he's definitely the value down at the front end of the market if you're following the Willie Mullins yard. But there's so many ifs and buts about these. Don't Touch It probably wants fast, genuine spring ground. Townsend got left behind last time out, and he wants fast ground. Rock the World, Cause of Causes, coming back off layoffs. They probably want better ground, and probably Cause of Causes needs another 2 miles to be fully effective. The Game Changer, the ground will be against him. Some of these just don't look good enough. So by priceless elimination, I do think Dr. Phoenix is going to go really well here today. This horse, who won a very competitive handicap at Cork, similar to this, 2 starts ago, beating De Benno, of course, went on to win next time out and frank the form by winning at Limerick over the Christmas period. Neely Nabbit, who was fourth, he's won since. And this horse was in the process of going really well in that race, eventually won by Neely Nabbit last time out over today's course and distance, when he almost fell down the back straight. He was basically unsighted, as he made a bad mistake at the 8th. Jack Kennedy looked after him there after knowing that he couldn't win. And in the end, albeit he got beat, you know, sort of around about 20 lengths, he still run with a good deal of credit. Now, if he would have stayed on his feet, he certainly would have been very competitive there, one would imagine, given the way he was going. And if that's the case, then he's surely off the same mark here in this similar race. With ground in his favour, he's got to go well. So Gordon Elliott's Dr. Phoenix, available back at a whopping 15-2 this morning. Looks a really cast iron each way bet there in the 2.35. On to the 3.05 then. Quite an interesting looking beginner's chase. De Plotting Shed's got the tongue tie on for the first time. He's got some really good form. He's likely to go from the front along with Bravissimo. But stable companion to Bravissimo, Saturna, certainly sets a standard here. Perhaps good enough to win this race, and the market definitely reflects it. Albeit he was beaten when short price favourite on his chasing debut. He was up against a horse in the shape of Avignon Dunvee, who I think is very, very smart. Now, Avignon Dunvee's got beaten subsequently, but he was beaten by a very good horse of Willie Mullins's called Demi Sang. And the time figure that race last time at Navan suggests that Henry de Bromhead's charge had run to a very good standard, and thus had boosted that form line of that beginner's chase win at Punchestown. Now, Saturnus, of course, himself is a Grade 1 winner over hurdles, as he proved when he won the Future Champions last season at Leopardstown. Very similar to his stable companion, Bacardi's. He's just really finding his feet over the larger obstacles. He's certainly got the class with a clear hand to win this, and he's the choice in the 3.05.
Race number 6.
On to the 3.35, quite a complex little affair here, even though only 5 runners go to post. Close Shave probably just about sets the standard, although he did get left behind quite readily over 2.5 miles last time out at Punchestown behind Sanumis Novios and the eventual winner Corjoyo. So I just have my slight reservations whether his stamina is going to be seen to good effect on today's heavy ground. Therefore, I'll probably just slightly pass him over in favour of Balalaya Boy, who's not the easiest of conveyances. Yes, he's unseated his ride a couple of times because he sometimes does take his eye off the ball, but he's run last time out behind Surf Instructor. Certainly suggested that he should be running well in a race of this nature. I think the step up back to 2.5 miles will suit, and if he can put in a smooth, clear round of jumping, he certainly has the ability to go close there.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which is a bumper, and once again messes Mullins and Elliot dominate the market here with Tornado Flyer and Getaway John heading the market. Now, Tornado Flyer is out of a family by Hurricane Fly. Actually, his half-sister's by Hurricane Fly, so he's obviously got some really good blood flowing through his veins. But Getaway John, for me, sets a really good standard. I thought his run when he finished third when last seen, quite a while ago, was of a very high standard. Third behind Early Doors, who, of course, chased home Meglia Khan in a Grade 1 early on in the season over hurdles. And horses in the race, such as Stushy, Riders on the Storm, and Caskmate have all won out of that race subsequently over hurdles. So that wasn't a bad run by Gordon Elliott's Charge. Lisa O'Neill, who rode it on that occasion, is exchanged today by Jamie Codd. So obviously that's a positive of sorts. And if he's fit enough to do himself justice after that 326-day layoff, then I expect him certainly to be good enough to put it up to the favourite here. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again later in the week when we're going to be taking a look at the action at Dundalk. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.